This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Hello, everyone. It is Tuesday night, right after watching The Bachelorette. I got my boy Eric here, and we got Chris Randone this week to break down.
Sorry, that was not like.
Guys, that's how I say hello. I'm used
to it. Oh, man. I sent him a DM. I'm like, bro, what did you just do?
I say that all the time. Hi. Oh. But, man, Chris, thanks for joining us, man. This episode, I'll tell you what, the first episode is pretty boring. I think this episode make up for it. We got a lot to break down.
Before we get to that, can I ask a question from a fan? It might be myself.
What's that?
Since we're all boys here, and we have to clear the air on something, I feel like. Last week or a week or two, Crystal posted a picture with her new thing. And in the comments, I noticed a lot were saying it was Blake.
Dude, I got tagged like 100 times.
Is it you, Blake, or no?
Hey, Chris, I just want to let you know, me and Crystal have started dating. No,
what
bro,
were you
I don't know.
Doing this summer?
I guess our side profiles are somewhat similar, man. That was wild, dude. Like, I got tagged and DM'd a bunch.
Yo, I got hit up so much. They were like, yo, have you, like, I saw, like, I probably had, when I looked at my DMs, no lie, I probably had 500 DMs, and half of those were like, bro, how do you feel about Blake? Like, how do you feel about Blake and Crystal? I'm like, what? So I had to like search Crystal like on my computer because I have her blocked on everything. And I look at the picture and I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, I'm like, obviously I see that, but you know, clearly, I mean, I already knew like that wasn't the case unless there was some like undercover shit, which then I would have been
think
like,
think right away. Yeah. When you were seeing those DMs, you're like, this motherfucker, like this asshole.
I was still your girl.
I was going to be like, damn, I wish Blake would have just told me. I don't want to find out. Like, I'd rather just Blake tell me. Cause then I have a level of respect for Blake at that point. Like that's some grown man shit. Yeah. Like if you, even though you're my boy and like, and you do that, I'm like, you know what? I got to pay respect. And obviously I can't control that narrative. So if they're happy, they're happy. And, you know, hopefully Blake invites me to DJ session still. Like, that's all. I mean, that's it.
We'll get into all that later. Yeah. That was funny though.
Sorry. Now we can continue.
Eric, how do you start off the show like that?
Because
bro?
We're
like,
all boys here. I feel like we needed some justification here.
It wasn't me, guys. Everyone listening, I'm not dating Crystal.
It's all good, baby.
All right. So back to the show here. So yeah, I mean, obviously it's going to be a different season. I think we all know the spoilers from the start. I'm trying to keep decently spoiler free with my listeners, but let's just get started with this episode. So first of all, the first group date. So it was the love language date, which I actually really liked. I kind of liked that idea of like, it wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't active and it was actually like getting to know the guys and her getting to know them and them getting to know her. But I liked it. What do you guys think? And also, what is your guys' love languages? Do you know?
Yeah, I know for sure. Like, I think me is affirmation, like words of affirmation. Just because like, I mean, that's just what I guess I gravitate to. I'm not really like the gift guy definitely like touch, like physical touch.
Yeah.
So physical touch and affirmations. But okay. I agree with you. I think that date, even though like you get into it quick, but it seems they're going the direction now of getting real and raw sooner rather than later. And you don't really have too much to do when you're isolated in a hotel in the desert. So it's like, you know what, let's switch it up. And to be honest with you, you kind of feel it a little bit more this season compared to other seasons because of how real they're getting soon.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's going to be one thing different. They can't do freaking helicopter rides and hot tubs in the middle of the desert and like all these crazy dates. So I think they're going to get real dates a lot faster.
Yeah.
So E, do you know,
plus she's also like, my bad for interrupting, she's also of older age, nothing against her. Like, you know, but obviously, you know, when you have a woman of that age who's already experienced so much in life, it's like you probably want to cut out the bullshit and just get to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say like mine is probably like love, words of affirmation, and time.
Time. So mine's physical touch and time. Those are my two. Yeah.
Okay.
Physical touch and time.
I like that.
Yeah. And I thought the hardest part about that date was the words of affirmation, man. It'd be like so hard to go last. The first guy says the second guy. True. If you're the seventh guy, it's like what that you like. You just start repeating what the other guy said. Like, and it's so funny, dude. I feel like Dale didn't say anything that special. Like, didn't say anything that was crazy, man. And she was just like lost in his eyes and just like shook by how real. And I was just like, he didn't say anything that like intense, you know?
nothing against Dale. Like, I think good looking guy, like, you know, obviously we know speculation with him and Claire. But just to kind of hone on what you said, don't you think he's like just trying too hard, like trying to figure out to say the perfect thing, but instead of being actually natural in himself, that's the way that it's coming out.
Yeah. So I watching it, I try to like keep a decently open mind, because honestly, I think that a lot with a lot of the guys on some of these seasons, not just this season, but like other seasons, like I think sometimes they try very, you know, I think Tyler sometimes was a little bit, you know, guilty of that, like trying to say exactly the right thing rather than just kind of being like super open and vulnerable. But again, that maybe be Tyler, like maybe Tyler does say the perfect thing all the time. Maybe Dale does say the perfect thing all the time. I don't know. True. You know, it's hard to go off an edited television show, but I agree watching it right now. It seems like he's trying to say the perfect thing, you know?
Is like energetically, that's how it feels. Now, I'm not saying that that's exactly what he's doing, but it just feels that way. And then if it is, like, that's unfortunate, because we don't get to see those layers that maybe you get to see behind closed doors. So we can't really get the right perception of Dale. So maybe like that changes, like, you know, in the future in the show. But from where it sounded right there, like from the first guy that went, he killed it. Like, it was genuine. Yeah. Right off the bat, like he did a great job. And then Dale, they showed him last, and it was like, wait a minute, that didn't feel the same like it did like the first guy. You know what I'm saying?
No, I do. I hear you. I get you. Yeah. So, and then we go into the group date of that, and the cocktail party of that. And I feel like it was pretty normal, right? Was there anything that really stood out during that?
Yeah, that was the one where she came back out, like she was on.
Oh, what am I talking about? Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Bro, she's with James.
She very much.
Bennett. She just left Bennett hanging by himself for
that's
the whole
right.
time. Came and
that, I'm not going to lie, that was awkward. Like when she was like, because you know, Chris, like you remember, usually there is somebody standing there or everybody's just jumping at the chance to like grab, you know, the lead. Like we were waiting for the chance to grab Becca, or we already, you know, somebody had something planned and we already kind of knew who was going to grab her. And she was like, kind of like beating around the bush. And then it was like a good 10 seconds, which is a long time to have like this awkward silence of nobody grabbing her. Like I was kind of, it was.
Yo, there's usually like it's premeditated. Like someone talks to producers and they're like, you know what, you're going to go first. Usually majority of the guys are under the assumption and you kind of know, like, and usually that person sits right next to her. Like that's just kind of how it was, especially on our season. So to see that play out, one, it's like, okay, well, was no one under the assumption that they should go ahead and, you know, grab her and go? And two, it was awkward. Like that silence was just long and it was like, okay, like what's going on? And I'm like, yo, how do you not just someone just step up real quick? Especially Dale. I mean, like at that point, it's like, how did Dale not do it? So I don't know what happened. I don't know if there was miscommunication, but it's interesting to see that play out. And then she came back and she just like, she, honestly, if I'm her, I would feel pissed off too. Like I would feel like, okay, like I feel like that was warranted how she felt, like, it, 'cause that's a real emotion right there.
So I agree somewhat with you. I think the only thing that wasn't warranted was her literally leaving Bennett in the middle of our conversation because she was so upset. Like, I think you got to be able to, as the lead, you got to be able to compartmentalize things like that. So like talk to a few guys, but then go over at the end of the night, be like, you know what, blah, blah, blah. But she did mention like, she's like, what did she say? She said something about like, I don't let things go. Like things stew inside me. So I got to go talk it out, which I get, I guess, but I don't know. I mean, I think she's a little sensitive, but as the lead, if you don't feel if for 1 second, you don't feel that these guys are in you, your confidence would be shot. If like, you think these guys would rather hang out with each other than hang out with me, like I think my confidence would be hurt a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Do you
she
think
she didn't even like go back to Bennett though? Like they didn't even return.
They didn't show it. They didn't. Like maybe she did. Yeah. Maybe she did after Dale. Yeah.
Do you go ahead.
I was going to say, like, I wanted to ask you guys, cause obviously they were just coming off of that, especially the touch part of that love language date, and all those guys, they saw that connection between her and Dale. Do you think they see through that connection and they already like, why are we here?
Oh, wait, can we just, can we peel back real quick? Because that was actually an interesting part of the first part of the date, was that blindfold physical touch. Mm-hmm. Like, and it was funny because think about it, you're a man, obviously. And if you're in quarantine and you're not able to touch a woman, Like, could you imagine what that energetically felt like with each guy and like Claire and like, if you're that guy, like, and you're right. When it was Dale, it seemed like that energy was a little bit more heightened and intense compared to the other guys. And does that give off the vibe to the other guys? Like, man, this guy's already got it in the book, or like, yeah, this guy's the clear winner. And does that change the energy or the mood of the guys? Like, we don't know, but that definitely could be something that it was going on at that time for sure.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, yeah, you're so right. Those guys haven't touched a girl in God knows how long, or anybody really.
I thought they were going to come a little more stronger with that one.
Well, I feel like, I don't know if they were told they couldn't kiss or something. But again, I remember on our season, we tried to be respectful of the other dudes and not kiss in front of guys.
Yeah.
But obviously the energy was crazy. Like, the chemistry was crazy physically between Dale and Claire. And yeah, I think obviously the guys are figuring that out. And you kind of saw it too. We'll get into the preview, but like, you kind of saw it moving forward. I think maybe the guys that night when, you know, she was waiting for somebody to grab her, maybe they're getting a little like defeated. Maybe they feel a little defeated. And we're only literally at this point, like what, 2 days into filming, maybe 3 days. And it's already like so clear, I think, to a lot of those guys that Dale's number one for sure in her heart.
Or maybe they're just clueless. Like, they don't know what to do. And I mean, that's definitely understandable. But it's also, too, it's like if you've watched the show, you know someone's got to step up. And clearly that wasn't the case. So I don't know, man. But to go back to what you said with Claire, do you think that it would have been more appropriate or made more sense if maybe she said what she needed to say at the end of the group date and then maybe not gave out the rose because of that?
Ooh, maybe. That's a good way to put it.
Nice little twist.
Yeah, because I remember when Becca, or what's his name,
pissed John off Blanc? Becca.
Yeah, in Virginia, I think. Or not Virginia.
Nah, that was Utah.
Oh, Utah. And yeah, she did the same thing. She sent him home, but then came back, was super upset, and didn't give out the rose that night. And some guys didn't even get time with her. So maybe, I just thought for Bennett literally not doing anything wrong for him to her to like bail out and then basically go with Dale is basically what happens, you know? So
yeah, it's like she sees Dale and everything always changes. And it just, the complete attention and focus goes on him. Just like when she like woke up the next morning, it's like always Dale. And I'm like, damn, like, you know, I said this before the show, like, is Dale the Bachelor? Cause yeah. I mean, we're hearing his name a lot and it feels like Claire's a contestant fighting for Dale's heart. You know what I'm saying?
Dale show so far.
She's in love.
Yeah, definitely Dale's show so far. So, what's his name? Got the group date, right? Group date Rose. Who got that?
Riley.
He did a good job too. He danced. That's right. He danced with her and everything. Yeah.
And he was pretty smooth with it.
Yeah.
He has some swag, bro. Yeah. I like that. I like that Riley did.
He's got some moves. He got some good screen time tonight too. That means he's probably going to go pretty far, you know, if they give some screen time this early.
It shocked me because I'm not going to lie, when him and, I'm sorry, no disrespect, but it just seems like this Yosef guy's just a little clueless or he's just not self-aware. You know, like they
he's
had
just
that,
looking for trouble.
Yeah. They had that altercation. And I was thinking like, damn, that was unfortunate for Riley because obviously you want to, you know, we have egos, right? As men. Mm-hmm. And that was like an alpha male situation, even though maybe he shouldn't have been so aggressive. But then he bounced back like right after that, after the commercial. And it was like his one-on-one time. And I was like, okay, he definitely like bounced back and put himself in a good position. Then he ended up getting that first, but the group date rose. I was like, damn. Okay.
It's huge.
I mean, yeah, it was huge. Huge for him.
So yeah. So he's got a rose and then we go on and we find out Jason has the first one-on-one date, which I was a little shocked by. I thought Blake was going to get that. I thought Blake was going to get the first one-on-one.
Stop they with seem the Blake. To have a There's good only one chemistry. Blake. There's only one Blake.
Like, it's just, amen. Don't you forget it, Blake Moynes.
Yeah.
No, he's actually cool. I've actually talked to him already a little bit. He's pretty cool, actually.
Oh, wow. We got the undercover Blake bromance, bro. Blake's setting himself up to get some buddies for paradise. Unreal.
Nah. I'm going to try and convince Blake not to go to paradise. No, I'm just playing. He's going to be paradise king down there. No, but I thought he was going to get it. They seem to have really good chemistry the first night. But this Jason guy gets it. And it is an intense date.
That was heavy.
That was heavy, man. The whole date.
Best one-on-one date ever.
Whoa, man. That was heavy. Like
it was needed for the public eye. Because like I feel and like we're just gonna keep it real here, but we all have problems, right? We all have pasts. Our upbringings are all different. And majority of the time,
we have a story.
Like, yeah, we all have a story and a lot of that is like stored trauma, right? So it's like we hold that in, and it prevents us from either feeling love or being in love or getting close to someone. And that was a huge, huge example of that in its entirety in that one-on-one date. And we got to seal like raw emotion and both of, you know, these two individuals like connecting at such a high level in a short period of time. Like, it was wild.
Yeah. I mean, I could tell it was hard for him to talk about what he was talking about. Like he literally was not only uncomfortable, but he was emotional about it. And I don't blame him. Like, it's intense to like, again, third day of filming or whatever, to like have to try in front of these cameras to like show, be that vulnerable. Like, I'm impressed by him, the way he could be vulnerable. But a lot of what he said, I mean, I saw a lot of people, you know, in my DMs and everything being like, that's a lot of red flags right there. I'm like, the guy's just trying to be honest,
but,
you know?
But also, like what Chris, going back to something Chris touched on earlier, this is a little bit older of a situation. And like, you know, I'm a little older than all you guys. And like, you know, that is probably something you would talk about in like that first or second date with somebody though, at that, you know, as you get older into those 30s, like,
yeah,
it's a lot different conversation.
Yeah, it's a more mature conversation. And for people who are saying, well, those are red flags, well, yes, but also understand that people all have red flags. Like, we all have red flags one way or another to someone's eye because of perception or what they perceive based on their experiences and their lives, right? But you can't discredit him for coming out and being truthful. And if he's wanting to change, like, you got to applaud that. Like, that's a grown-ass man right there opening up, expressing himself. And I mean, like, that's admirable. Like, he could have easily shut down and been disrespectful or just completely just shut off the whole date and made it uncomfortable. But instead, like, he had the courage to step up and open up and like, yo, you got, as a man, like, you got to applaud that. And it's like Eric said, he's in his 30s. Like, what do you want him to do? He did what he needed to do there. And like, that was good of him. Like, I respect that.
Yeah, me too. And I respect him. I mean, if you know your weaknesses, you can fix them. If you know your red flags, you can fix them. So you got to give him credit, you know, where credit's due there.
Because you've already lived, so you're learning.
Yeah.
And Claire wanted to see that. That's the thing. Yeah. Like,
Claire was very impressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. He didn't fluff it up and be like, oh my God, like, I'm this perfect guy. Like, basically what he did for everyone tonight is like, yo, I'm not perfect, but I'll tell you what, like, I'm looking for someone to up-level me and challenge me and allow me to change. And like, yo, like, that's beautiful. Like, That was a legit one-on-one date. I loved it.
Yeah, yeah, no, I thought it was weird. And I loved her throwing the dress and the fire at the end. Yeah, yeah, man. That was like so like climactic. Like, it finished with like the dress going up in flames. No, it was a good date. It was a good date all in all. And he got the rose.
We got to do that with your suit. You know, when Becca left you on that island,
like, and everything I wore in paradise, just fucking throw it in the fire.
Yeah, everything, bro. Like, that suit had 5 pounds of sweat.
Dude, that suit, I haven't worn that since. I probably won't. If I brought that out right now, it probably still smells, man.
Oh, man. That's amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah, one-on-one date, wrap that up. Honestly, Jason crushed it. I think he's going to be a contender. Well, other than Dale. I mean, it's hard to say there's going to be contenders. But so then we move on to the next group date. Got the dodgeball date. So, Chris, did you go on the dodgeball date on our season?
Nah.
No, you didn't. What was the other group date, week one?
It was, we had to put on tuxedos and compete in like this field Olympics to get to Becca to like marry her or something.
It's like a relay or something, right?
Something weird like that.
Cause I was hoping you would. Cause I remember, we had dodgeball on our first week, but it was not strip dodgeball. That was a little twist, that either the show or Claire threw in. I don't know.
That
was intense.
Dropped it.
Dude, yo. Some of those guys at first when they said were like, not comfortable with this man. But then other guys were like, hey, whatever. It was, would you guys feel comfortable stripping on national television?
Clearly not.
Have you seen me?
I mean, yo, my mom's watching. I got to be like, you know what? I don't want to look bad for the it's not that you're looking bad for the family. I just feel like I wouldn't want my family to be like, oh, he's an idiot. He got on TV and went naked, right? Although, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do for love. So you can't, you know, just downplay what the guys did. But yo, I mean, they legit pulled down the thongs. Like, they had to wear thongs. And then
that was a lot.
It was black box city. I've never seen so many black boxes on men on a TV show. Like, that was wild.
Yeah. Like, they legit whipped their dicks out. Like, no joke. Like, two or three of them.
And then she hugged them. Like, she hugged them.
Did they still not have bottoms on when she hugged him?
Nah, they were. They had took
Wait,
them off.
What?
Yeah.
Did I miss that? What?
Yo, Claire was taking advantage of that quarantine,
Claire,
man.
Loves it, apparently.
I guess. I mean,
stop playing games at 39, boys.
Yo. I would have felt a little, I don't know, man. I don't know.
All the way off like that would have been a little weird. Like, she's just seeing a lot
like
of dick.
Like you said on like, your story, unsolicited like, dick.
Unsolicited dick pics, man. Unsolicited dick pics. I guess she kind of asked for it.
She could legit make decisions right there on who can go home. Hold on. Who can go home and who has a chance for the fantasy suite?
I mean, that would like, speed up the that would speed the show up real quick. Just drop your drawers and then
separate the drawers from the showers.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Wild. But absolutely wild.
That was crazy. So, and the blue team got, was it the blue team lost, right? Swept. They got smoked. Yeah, swept. Yeah. They didn't win a single game, man. I'm so pissed.
Yo, what a comeback. So Homeboy was down 3-1.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
A lot of 3-1 comebacks lately.
Blake was pissed. That man was pissed that they lost. Like, from the moment they lost till they got back to the house, like, you could just see it on his face how mad he was.
Bro, wait. This is a huge... I'm glad you brought this up because Blake is setting himself up for disaster with the producers, right? Because, obviously, they lost. And the most admirable thing you can do as a man and the most secure thing you could do is take the L. Mm-hmm. Take the L, move on. You got the cocktail party. It is what it is. And also, you don't want to disrespect the guys in the house, right? But yo, someone chirped in his ear for sure, and he went down that road. Like, I've been there, and I could only feel for Blake because he started off so hot, and then as he makes those faces, and when you're in the confessional, they're like, "Oh, do you think you're going to get the first, you know, the first one-on-one?" And you know, you say all this stuff, and it's like, "I'm so disappointed if I don't get it." If they hear that, they're going to do what they can to make you disappointed and sad. And unfortunately for him, he's caught in that trap right now. And I mean, what happened with when he tried to go in for the kiss and she gave him the chokehold?
Oh my God. Fucking throat chop, man.
If she's not kissing you there, then it's done. Like,
that was brutal.
He was taking L's left and right tonight and then totally redeemed himself.
Yeah, he got the, she loves the rule breaker. Like, cause I thought, I mean, I was sitting there and being like, don't do it. Like, don't do it. Don't go back. It's never a good look. It's never works out. No, and like, have you never watched the show before? Or even in like, it just never works out. So watching him go back, he was very confident. And then leaving there after the stiff arm, he was like, that didn't go as I planned. Like, yeah, no shit.
Bro, listen.
The producers had it in his head. Like, it's going to be great. She's going to like, love you coming back for her. And it was just like, oh, man.
Bro, this reminds me of Vermont when I'm in the room with the producers and we're all just talking and my boy Alon comes in, love Alon, great homie of mine. But he goes, listen, I got a great idea for you. I'm like, what's the deal? He goes, you're going to pull off a Nick Vial. I'm like, what? He goes, it worked for Nick. He went in, he was the knight in shining armor that went to Bristow's hotel room late in the night. I'm like, okay, and what do you want me to say? And they're like, confess in your love. And you know, she's going to want that. And I'm like, yo. She's not going to want that. My time here is done. I know when a girl's into me or not. And clearly I messed up. So, you know, I don't think that's a good idea. And obviously
you went back, right? You went back.
Yo, obviously you listen to the producers because they draw up this scheme or this blueprint and you're like, you know what? Actually, that does sound like a good idea. Let me yeah, just go. Man, yo, 4:00 in the morning, they like send out the brigade. They get me in my hotel room. They put me in the street. I'm walking with like lights all over me. Bro, it felt like I was on Cops, like an episode of Cops. And I walk a half a mile to her hotel. It wasn't even near our hotel, by the way. Like that was, and it was so lonely. And then I walk in and I knock on the door and clearly she's surprised, right? And clearly she's like, you know, trying to give me that fake laugh. Like, what are you doing here? Mm-hmm. And at that point I was like, you know what? I'm going to switch it up. I'm just going to tell her that I'm sorry. And, you know, I made a mistake and I did a disservice to you. Instead, I went and just went in for the gold. Like, I went all in. And that was completely the worst idea ever. I drank like 7 tequilas before I went over there. So, you know, I got to put some blame on the 1942. But at the end of the day, the moral of the story is the producers love them. But, you know, sometimes you just got to think about what's going on.
But in that moment, you don't, like you said. In that moment, you don't. So I don't blame Blake for going necessarily, but it was just a bad decision. It was a bad decision.
Yeah.
But he got the fucking rose. Like Claire gave him the rose, man. And I get given the rose at like the rose ceremony, but giving it to him ahead of the rose ceremony, like I was shocked by that. Like, that was a clear, like a clear, I don't know what you want, sign to the other guys. Like, I like Rhule Blakers and I like Blake. And like, she gave him the rule. I was just like, man, shocked.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I mean, like, when you look at it, how does that make the other guys feel? Oh, like, yeah, no, right. It's like, okay, well, he did what he wanted, and so you're telling me that that's what I got to do? So, like, does it change the psyche of the guys in the house, and how do they behave moving forward? That's going to be the weird part.
I think that easy guy made a comment saying that it's just no hold bars from here on out.
Yeah, like, that's exactly what he said. I think that was his line, no hold bars, which is true. Like, you're right. Mm-hmm. It affected the rest of the guys. They're like, okay, there's no rules. Like, let's go, you know? So that was a big moment, I think, for the rest of the season.
Blake, what about your boy that got sent home during the group date?
Brandon.
What happened?
Let's talk about this because
like, you think he got
a lot to say about this.
A raw deal here?
Yes, I think he got a raw fucking deal, man. First of all, the guy looked so nervous. This guy's clearly not very comfortable in that environment. The cameras, she asked him one question and you could see him like kind of freeze up a little bit because he realized suddenly, damn, I don't know a lot about you. You know, he was like he shot out a line. And then she had the balls to like kind of question him back. And he was like, uh-oh, like, I actually don't
know. Well, I don't even think he shot out a line. It was mostly like he said, no, I don't know much about you.
Well, he said something like, I'm glad you were the bachelorette. And when I heard it was you, I was really excited.
Yeah, because you were pretty.
Mm-hmm. And she goes, well, why were you excited? And he was like, well, you're beautiful. And then she was like, and he was like, well, you know what? but again, you go on the show to get to know the bachelorette. Because even it's not like... What is he going to Google or is he going to watch other seasons of an edited television show that she was on? You know, like I don't know how he could know her, especially because maybe they've spent a half hour together so far. So I thought she was a little harsh on him. I think she could have given him a little bit of a break. And I'm this might be controversial here, but I think right now, Claire is not showing a lot of respect to the guys. And I'm not saying she has to show a ton, but right now I feel like she's not showing any. These guys, they do. It is a lot for them to go on the show. They pause their life. They take a risk. And I think for her to like jump down his throat like that out of nowhere, I was a little taken aback by that. So yeah, what'd you guys
think? I got a theory. I think because it was only five guys on the date, I feel like they needed to create some content. And so I feel they needed some drama or something dramatic, you know, aside from the whole Blake going back. But there was time that needed to be made up there because, you know, you only had a few one-on-ones. And other than that, though, there was really nothing. So in hindsight, like you said, I think he got the raw end of the deal. And I think it was just like, hey, do you like this guy at all? All right, if not, let's just send him home now. You know what I'm saying?
That's actually, yes. Yeah, that's a great point because I don't think Claire really had interest in him. I don't. So I think they were like, let's get rid of him. Let's find a way to get rid of him. That's a great point, actually.
Yeah, so I just feel like that's what happened. And unfortunately, because the guy's a good-looking guy, you know, and if he is nervous, like, I definitely understand that. Like,
He looked terrified.
He was, like, sweating. Yeah.
He didn't want to say the wrong thing. So nothing against him. And you know, if people try to say anything, it's just like, dude, you know, at the end of the day, he got the raw end of the deal, but... You know, I'm sure he'll do great in life. Guy's a good looking guy. So.
Oh, absolutely. I think he's already got another girl. I think he already posted about another girl. So I think he's all right. He's
from,
got a girlfriend
from the show?
No. Yeah, Brandon from the show. He posted about a girl already. I think like today.
Like a girl from the show or?
No. Just a random.
I was going to say.
Wildling. That's what we call them now. Wildlings. I call them
Wildlings.
It's from Game of Thrones. It's a Game of Thrones.
Right? Yeah.
Just a normal girl. So good for him. I mean, I think, wrong to the deal.
When you guys were in that situation, did y'all know much about Becca going into that other than just she was on Ari's season?
No.
I mean, I think I like watched a little bit of Ari's season. No, I did actually watch Ari's season because I was hoping Tia would be the bachelorette. That's what I wanted originally. And then, you know, obviously it was Becca. So then you knew it was going to be one of the two, but I mean, you know, some stuff like you knew about her father, you knew about her background a little bit. And I mean, yeah, I think it's important to know a little bit of some substance of the individual, because if not, it's like you gotta create the conversation rather than actually make it a little bit more comfortable and more relaxed by opening up a dialogue. So I don't know. Do you agree, Blake? Or
yeah, no, I agree. And I think people forget, and maybe Claire in this moment forgot, like it's super hard for the contestants. Like it's not a comfortable environment. You're drinking, you're sleep deprived. Like it's not easy. So I just think she needs to show a little bit, like, it's, you know, a little bit, loosen the chains a little bit, like give them a little bit of leeway, because it is hard, you know. She's savage though. Like, she is a badass chick who is savage, and she's not having any shit. So this doesn't, I mean, I guess doesn't surprise me. Like, she's, yeah, yeah, Claire, like, she's,
which you can kind of respect. She's
a no bullshit. Yeah. She, which you can respect, and you can't, she's not wasting that
time.
Bro, Claire's
getting straight to it.
She's very good looking. She's beautiful. Like, yeah, I can't even front, like, congratulations to whoever gets her, Dale. But I mean, she is like a beautiful grown woman, and you know, I applaud her, man. You know, but it's like you said, she's got to just show a little bit of compassion to the guys and understand that she was once in their shoes. And
that's,
yeah, so
word. Compassion,
and,
that's good. Word.
You know, and so for her, it's like, yes, you are the lead, but don't forget, it's like, this is tough for the guys, especially, you know, it's COVID, it's you know, isolation, and it's a completely different dynamic. So, you know, just maybe, like you said, get a little bit more loose and let the guys feel comfortable. So that way we could see all the layers of the guys rather than, you know, only showing one side or, you know, nothing at all.
I think right now the guys are honestly a little scared of her. Like, I really do think, yeah, they're a little scared of her right now.
She's,
and like,
pretty intimidating.
She is very intimidating. Yeah. I mean, I've never met her in person, but just watching the show, I can tell she's a very intimidating woman. So, and that's not a bad thing. That's a good, I like that.
Yeah, you don't want
sexy. Like, yeah, I think, yeah, it's sexy. Yeah. Like,
of course.
But I think some of the guys are walking on thin ice right now, and they like, feel like they're walking on broken glass a little bit right now. So I hope they loosen up, and I hope she allows them to loosen up. But that's a good leeway into the preview. The preview for next week and what looks
it
like the rest
down
of the season.
Somewhere.
It is intense. It looks like the guys are going to go after Dale pretty hard, which then pisses off Claire, and she comes to his defense, it looks like, and then they get pissed at Claire. Man, it looks intense. I'm not gonna lie, it looks like it's gonna be a wild season.
Yo, I got another theory. Is like, I think there's so much Dale talk because obviously speculation and rumor that, you know, the season ends short and Tayshia comes in with the rest of the guys, right? So it's like, you got to create all this content to allow the viewer to understand the dynamic of the relationship and connection of Dale and Claire. So you have to do whatever you can to put as much of that out there. And I think that's why we're seeing so much of it. I mean, if that makes sense, because I mean, clearly, as we know right now, no guy really has a chance, and it's the Dale show. So What are we going to do? If they're going to leave here in a couple of weeks together and engaged, okay, well, we got to make this believable and help people understand their connection for the duration of time that they're here on the show. So it's so weird, man. I don't know. It's just so different. It's crazy. Yeah,
it is. I've never seen, I mean, I've watched every single season, but I've never seen somebody so infatuated with one person right off the bat like this and giving really no other guys a shot. It's,
yeah.
It'd be a little frustrating. Would it be if you, let's just say it was very, very clear Becca was going to pick Garrett from the beginning. Would that have frustrated you? Would that have been something that was frustrated you? Would you have been like, oh, at least she knows and not wasting my time? Like, what would have that have been like for you?
Technically, we kind of knew that she was going to pick Garrett.
Yeah. We knew the top like three, I feel like.
Yeah, but like we knew top two. We knew top, and we knew Colton was gonna get ride. We just knew. But how do you feel or what do you do? Honestly, I think you don't think about that. I think you just, you know, it's like in life, right? Only control what you can control. You can't control that. You can't control Dale and Claire. However, you know, if you take advantage of the journey and the opportunity and just, you know, show your layers and connect with Claire, that's the only thing you can do, right? You can't get upset about anything else. So at the end of the day, if there's a front runner, okay, you know, I'm here, I'm grateful. And, you know, I'm going to get to know this person the best that I can and take advantage of every opportunity that she gives me. And I guess that's it.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. And cause I guess it kind of, honestly, I think a lot of people did know it was going to be me and Garrett at the end. So I guess you kind of went through it a little.
Nah, you knew it was Garrett, and then you knew it was you.
Yeah.
For once you got the date in Vegas outside of the stadium on the rooftop, you knew that it was game over.
Yeah.
You could just feel it. Like, you know, you know what
you
I'm
do.
Saying? Like,
you do. Yeah.
You could feel that energy rating off the front runners and like how they feel and the dynamic shifts, you know, over the course of time in the house where the guys start really, you know, they're rating off the energy, but they're also like laser focused. Like they're in the zone. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing you can do about that. So you can sense and you can feel. And I think that's why also other guys get insecure. That's why they break down. That's why they become unstable. And they get all over the place emotionally, and they act out, you know, irrationally. So it makes sense. And that's what's crazy about the show, is that all these different things are taking place, but people are not really understanding like the psychology and everything behind it, because they're not actually there. It's wild.
No, I agree. And I think the guys, from the looks of it, are going to start losing their minds. I'm interested to see what happens with Blake, because he clearly is like into her, and he will do pretty much anything. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Jason, because I think they have a good connection now after that one-on-one. So it'll be just interesting to see which guys kind of lose their mind a little bit towards the next couple episodes.
But what's gonna kill me, and I don't know how you guys feel about this, but when these guys get so deep and start feeling stuff, and then she's gone.
Dude, I don't know when it happens exactly. I've heard rumors, but I think the guys are going to be shook. Or maybe they leave her. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, because I mean, they look like they staged a little walkout next week. I mean, we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, it might be a little walkout, God, man. Bro. I know. I'm actually kind of pumped for the rest of the season. Like, the first episode was brutal, but now I'm like kind of, I'm in it, man. They got me. I'm two weeks in, and I'm fucking hooked, man.
Bro,
like,
you're a sucker.
They're all over.
I'm a sucker. I'm a
sucker for love, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Honestly, what I was thinking tonight is, I'm like, does Tayshia really leave with someone? Because, you know, obviously on social media,
does she even come on the show, man?
Is that even a real thing?
Did they get us, man? I don't know, man. She hasn't hinted at it at once. Nobody has.
Bro, she was posting on her social media when she was supposed to be there.
Dude, she's killing it. And her podcast she's doing hasn't mentioned a word or even hinted a little bit, man. She's like talking about the guys like she's never met them. I'm like, what is happening?
Bro, something isn't right, man. Who knows what's real and what's not real? That's what's crazy about this whole world in general. We don't know what's real. We don't know what's not real. And we all got to speculate and like figure it out. But I mean, if Tayshia doesn't leave with anyone, I mean, my God, like that's going to be crazy, because all these guys, they really got shorthanded at the end of the day.
Yeah, agreed. It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be that cast, you two and Clay on that beach.
Not going to that beach, bro.
Listen.
They're not even going to ask me, man. They're not even going to ask me.
Why wouldn't they ask you?
Because they are mad at me.
You're America's sweetheart.
you're owed a redemption story, man.
No, bro, listen. I ain't owed shit. I know that for sure. They don't believe in owing people anything.
I mean, if honestly, you can look at it in a lot of ways, but I don't think they owe you, but I think that it would be nice if they just allowed people to understand you a little bit more and open up more layers that really help people understand that you're not maybe some guy that they, you know, portrayed on the beach.
Yeah. These guys are gonna be pretty popular. I don't think they're gonna need me. But anyway, moving on. We got some fan questions here. Fucking talking about Paradise. I'm like, my pits are sweating, man. I don't like it. Let's talk about questions, dear. I'm fucking dying. Okay, so some fan questions here. I got a couple for Chris, and then got some. So I was an idiot, though, and I accidentally deleted that story because we were getting ready to film, and I deleted all the questions. So I don't have your guys' ats, but I remember the questions, so I apologize.
Okay.
So first question.
Terrible host.
I know, horrible idiot. Terrible. Rookie move, amateur hour. Okay, Chris.
Yeah.
So this is going to be kind of a hard question, but have you found peace with Crystal moving on a little faster than you anticipated? And if so, how do you find that peace? Because this woman is going through something very similar.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great question. I think I'm almost fully healed. It definitely takes time, right? That's why I went with my family and friends over in Florida, because, you know, I needed to heal, right? I couldn't dive into something or get into a relationship right away, because I don't think it would be fair to that person, because I wasn't fully healed. So I think the best way that you can go about something, if you're in a similar situation, is really just take a step back and understand what has taken place, and just be grateful for the time that you had with that person. It's like we just talked about this earlier about Claire's season. There's a lot of things in life we can't control, right? And if you're with a partner and they end up with someone else, or they're happy with someone else, at the end of the day, like, that's their life. And you got to just either support it or just, you know, move forward and just say, you know what, you know, that's what's happened. And, you know, you got that's it. There's really nothing else you can do, man. Like, it's so crazy. But as we get older, you understand that people come and go out of your life, friends, family, relationships. And, you know, at the end of the day, you got to make sure you focus on your happiness. And that's really all you can do. So, yeah, you know, I'm pretty healed, and you know, that's why I'm back on the West Coast now, about to live this life. So yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm glad you moved out, and I'm glad you're you moved what like a couple days ago, like 2 days ago, right?
To San Diego. Yeah. Yeah,
man. Yesterday, yeah. So yeah. That's good, man. New, like a almost a new beginning, you know. So that's good.
Yeah,
that's
for
good,
sure.
No, that was a great answer, and I agree. Like, you know how you, I like that you said almost healed, because honestly, I always believe like when you go through something traumatic, it's when people say heal, it's like you go back to what you were. It's like you probably will never be who you were before that relationship, but that's fine. Like you're a new person now, you know.
Yeah.
Like you don't need to completely heal. Like you can still be broken. Everybody's broken in different ways, you know. So like you just become a different person, you just become a better man, a different man, you know what I mean? So that's good.
Bro, you know what's crazy is I'll give a little bit of tea here, you know, always got to give some tea. But you know, I got a call, I got a call from one of my boys who was on the show that saw her with this guy back in like April, you know what I'm saying? And you know, he saw her walking the dogs holding hands with this guy, and that was April. And so, you know, it's all about how you react, right? And I said, you know what? You know, you just got to be like, okay, it is what it is. And that's when I blocked her from everything. And I said, if she's happy, like she's happy. And there's nothing else you can do about it. Like guys, and this is for all the guys out there, especially all the women, but you know, guys begging people to be back in their lives, or, you know, crying and saying, I can't be without you. Like that's very weak. And it's weak because it shows that you can't create your own happiness. A lot of people rely on other people for their happiness, and that's a huge downfall in a lot of people's lives. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if someone else moves on or there was someone else, you just got to be like, okay, you know, I got to worry about me. Like I'm a priority.
Yeah.
So, you know, just make sure people, if you're out there listening, you know, don't let a relationship consume you or take away your happiness. Always make sure that you can be happy with or without someone.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, man. So that leads right into the next question, man. Are you dating again?
I haven't gone on a date yet. I have started, you know, shooting out some DMs. You know, there's a, you know, just connecting with people in a conversation, just a dialogue, just a little bit of substance. But, you know, for me, I will be in a position here shortly where, you know, I'll be out there in the field and, you know, having some fun.
But there you go.
Hey. Haven't had a date yet. Let me tell you, after watching that physical touch session tonight on Flair season, it definitely put me in the position of wanting to just even hug a woman. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm definitely going to be out there here soon. Good. So,
we like to hear.
Maybe on the beach, you know, in the foreseeable future.
Hey, next question, Chris, would you ever consider going back to paradise?
Damn, all these questions for me.
That was for me too, but they already know my answer.
So we always joke about this, and we talk about it, Clay too, you know, and, you know, wonder what people would say, like, oh, how could you go back there? Like if it did, I'll tell you what, if I'm at a place in my life where I'm feeling confident, you know, I'm really doing great things, I'm serving my purpose. And I got a phone call and they said, hey, you know, do you want to come down here? Well, one, you know, who's down there? Right. You know, is there anyone energetically that like I gravitate to? And two is like, you know, where am I at? Where am I at? And am I willing to take that chance of, you know, going down there? Because we all know that the process works. But yeah, I mean, I couldn't just sit here and say, yeah, I go, like, oh my God, like that'd be incredible. I would have to really feel it out, and I would have to process it, and I would have to see at where I'm at in my life. Like that's next year in the summertime. But I'll tell you what, man, like, you know, who knows? And we don't know where we'll be in life, but if that opportunity is there, you never know.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Cool. Good. Good. So one more for you. Because I know this is actually a good question, because I know people were confused, and I actually got a bunch of DMs about it, but this woman asks, why did you delete all your photos on your Instagram?
Ooh, that's a great question.
I know, because I got a bunch of DMs being like, is Chris okay? Like, go check on Chris, text Chris. Because, and I did. But a lot of people think it was when Crystal posted that photo with the guy, but it wasn't. It was before.
You've been offline for a minute.
Yeah,
right?
You did that before.
Yeah. So people probably didn't go to my profile, you know, that hadn't been there for a while till they saw the picture with Crystal and blah, blah, blah. But I did take those pictures previously. Before that. And the reason why I did is because I was reading this book, The Art of the Superior Man. And in there, it was just talking about, you know, living a life of truth and just making sure that you're serving your purpose and focusing on you and your future. And I got to be honest with you. You know, even though I do enjoy the relationship with Crystal, and it was a great moment in my life, and you know, I'll never take it for granted. Given the fact that, you know, she did move on very quickly and how things kind of played out, it just made me feel that maybe the relationship wasn't as real as maybe I thought it was. And so I felt kind of embarrassed, especially for my mom, because my mom, she like really liked Crystal, and, you know, she was a big supporter of the relationship and my friends and family. And a lot of my friends didn't want me to marry Crystal. I got to be honest with you. Majority of my boys just, they weren't feeling her. I mean, they met her multiple times. And so I felt as if that I wanted to just start a new chapter, a clean slate. And I didn't want to have to go to my profile all the time and see that, because I didn't want it to bring up trauma or bring up just any type of emotion. And so I wanted to just say, you know what, I'm going to start fresh. And, you know, I'm coming back on the scene, a brand new me, a better version of myself. And, you know, I've been in the gym, transformed my body, you know, I've done a lot of stuff to my body. I got a lot of tattoos now. I got a full set of hair, you know, so I'm coming out in a different way, stronger, better. And just, I didn't want that attached to me. I feel like people only looked at me as a person that was in a relationship on TV, and I'm much more than that. So when people now come to my Instagram here in the foreseeable future, I just want people to know me for me and not me for my past, if that makes sense, or me because I was on a reality TV show and I got married on one. So no disrespect to Crystal or to anyone out there, the fans, the supporters, I greatly appreciate everyone. But I just wanted to start my own life now, like me, this is me, this is my future. And yeah, I mean, I guess that's the best way I could put it. No, I hope that makes sense, man. Sorry, that was a little long.
No, that was good. I like that, because I figured that's, we talked a little bit and I knew you kind of wanted to like restart and everything. And I think it's a good, like, it wasn't out of disrespect. It wasn't out of anger. It wasn't even out of anger. Nah, really. It was just like, you just wanted to move on and leave that past behind you. We had, you know, somebody on the podcast recently who she said the same thing. She's like, you know, I don't want my past to define me. And I think that's a great way to put it, you know?
Of course, yeah. I mean, it's tough because, I mean, like, you get a little emotional when you, you know, take down the picture. But, you know, it's like whoever said that, you know, your past, it's not going to define you. If anything, it just gave you a blueprint and an understanding of who you are today. And you learn from these life experiences. So, but, you know, once again, like, sorry to anyone who, you know, supported us or, you know, anyone who felt sad. But, you know, it's okay. You know, we'll post some new pictures here shortly.
There you go. Cool,
man. Well, one thing you got to commend about you, Chris, you're a real one, man.
Yep, totally.
Hey, man, you know, yeah. I think like when I was in college, I think freshman year of college, I was in frat and I was trying to be someone I wasn't. And, you know, I ended up, you know, getting out of the fraternity because I just wasn't being myself, right? You know, I was just trying to do too much to impress people. And, you know, I learned early on, like, that's not going to get you anywhere in life, and you're not going to surround yourself around good people. And so, you know, you either like me or you don't. And, you know, that's it.
Amen. We all need to remember that.
Yeah. Sure.
Cool, man. Well, this was fun. I'm glad we had you on, dude. That was fun.
Hey,
nice little recap. Good talks.
I'm excited for Denver next weekend, baby.
I was just going to say, baby, we'll see you soon.
Oh my God. Hey, listen.
Should we announce it?
I don't know. Should we announce it? Let's wait.
What Chris, I'm doing. You want to announce it?
No, you're still coming, but we'll wait till what I'm doing. We're going to announce what I'm doing.
What is it? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Move on. Yo, I'm so confused right now, but it's all good.
It's going to be a good time, man. We'll show you a good time out here in Denver. Let you get away, escape a little bit. So looking forward to it, dude. But thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir.
Second recap in the books. And I'm sure we'll have you on in the future for sure, man.
Oh, yeah. Take care, guys. Appreciate it.